Welcome to the Moth Podcast. I'm Dan Kennedy. On today's episode, a story that was told last month at a Moth Grand Slam here in New York, in Brooklyn, actually. So at Moth Grand Slams, 10 Moth Story Slam winners face off against each other. They tell brand new stories, and at the end of the night, one storyteller is declared the Grand Slam champion. So it's really kind of the best of the best from our open mic storytelling series. This event was a first in Moth Grand Slam history because we had one storyteller who was not live on stage, but joining us from Cape Town, South Africa via Skype audio. So virtual participation in a live Moth show is usually a no-go, obviously, but in this case, we made a much-deserved exception for reasons that I think are best explained by our host for the evening. Here's Ophira Eisenberg. She's going to introduce our storyteller, Imad Kiahi. The theme of the night was lost and found.
Okay, so to start off the second half, I did mention it at the beginning of the show, you know, people do travel to New York from all over the place, and they may come to a slam, they may get the chance to come up and tell a story, and they may win. And if they don't live here and they travel back to their home, we invite them to the Grand Slam, and they have to come to New York to do it. So, but we have an exception with the storyteller who won a slam, and then he was forced to leave the country because immigration for some nationals has become more complicated. The Moth decided that in this case, this person's story should be heard, and there would be an exception made. And we are actually going to do a Skype audio with them so we can have them as part of our show. So it's going to be like a little bit of a different feel, but you know, we all obviously can listen to this person. And if you want to see, if you would like a visual, their picture is actually in your program. He is going to be Skyping in from Cape Town, South Africa. I'm sure, I actually haven't put together right now what the time zone is, but I'm just impressed. Yeah, it's super, super late. So a million things are happening so the storyteller can be part of the show. So please welcome Imad Kiahi.
Good morning, New York. I'm so sorry that I'm not there in person. You have no idea how much I miss that beautiful city and its smelly subways. But I hope that my story will give you a rough idea about why I'm not there. I'm an Iranian and I'm raised in South Africa. And until even now, I still work on eradicating weapons of mass destruction from the Middle East. A simple task. But my story begins 16 years ago when I was in South Africa and I Yahooed. There was no Google then. I Yahooed a cheap, good university in New York so I can make my dream come true to come to America. And I got into Stony Brook University in Long Island, not knowing that Long Island is not a borough of New York City. I packed up my small belongings into two suitcases and a backpack and stuffed all of my money, all my savings, so I can pay for the cheap tuition in America into my pockets, into my jacket, because it was cold winter in Cape Town. I embarked for New York in the heat of the August sun and arrived in JFK Airport, fresh off the boat, literally not knowing anyone in New York. As I stood in the immigration line, there was CNN screens with the news and a ticker on the bottom that said, "Orange Alert, imminent terrorist attack, suspect, student from a third world country." I stared at this ticker as it played over and over as I stood in this long line for immigration. And for some reason, I felt like heated and started to sweat, wearing this oversized jacket with all my money in it. As I approached the immigration officer, I gave him my passport And he looked at me, he looked at the passport, he looked at me, he looked at the passport. And I will never forget his face or his hands when it started shaking. And within a few seconds, it felt like eternity, I was surrounded by immigration officers, military, dogs, and people in plain suits, plain clothes, screaming at me, "Step to the side, sir, step to the side." And they moved me, hushed me inside this cubicle, just out of the movies, and a light table, two chairs, a one-way screen. I sat there being interrogated over and over and over again as they went through every piece of my belongings. And in it, they found a letter that my father had written me just before I left, since I had left my home, my family, my loved ones. And it was a long letter in Farsi with Arabic alphabet. And they found all this cash, Benjamins, stuffed in my jacket. And they thought that I was the one. They brought in a translator to read this letter as if it was instructions by some terrorist organization. The translator looked at me and as he read this letter and translated it, he's like, "Your father, I see this is a letter from a father to a son, and your father is such a poet. It is a beautiful letter." And yet he said, "I'm sorry that you have to go through this." 8 hours later, after being in an 18-hour flight from Cape Town, I finally was let go. I found myself alone with my suitcase wide open, with my clothes spilling over and my belongings on the floor of JFK, packing myself, feeling ashamed, feeling so lonely, and not knowing how the hell do I get to Long Island in the dead of night. There was, though, this African-American lady who was cleaning the airport, and God bless her, because she gave me such accurate instructions and even took me to catch a bus to Jamaica Station and then the train to Stony Brook. I tell you this story because I would like to now fast forward to 16 years later. In this all this time, New York was my home, where I first fell in love and first heartache, where I roamed the city and hustled like everybody else, where I got my education, my career, and my friends who became my family. But unfortunately, in the aftermath of the elections, my people, my kind, were no longer welcome. And after a strenuous process of trying to get my permanent residency in the United States, and while everything was fine, suddenly things had changed and my application was denied. I was given a very small window to pack up my shit and leave the United States. It was as if I had found myself again selling or getting rid of everything. My books are scattered among homes of my friends. My treasures have been given to friends and family. I packed up my stuff and, ironically, again, two suitcases and a backpack. This time, the contents are a little bit more meaningful and important to me. It was with heart that I had to leave the city that I call home. And it is an irony that after so many years, again, I'm packing my bags, and thanks to immigration and to the policies of the United States government, it has become so difficult for us to be mobile. But I don't want to end this in a bad note, because I was sent off and forced out of the country in the dead winter of New York in February and coming to the summer of Cape Town, which is absolutely gorgeous. So there is some beauty of it, but it was a lost and found and loss in a sense, because it is very difficult to reconcile that my whole life, my most important years, have been spent in New York. And to that, I want to say that I hope that one day will come and this time will pass. And it is incredible the amount of heart outpour and the abilities of civil society
to really challenge what has happened in the United States. I give you power, I give you love, and I send you all from the end of the world in Cape Town, and I thank you for allowing me to tell you my story. Thank you.
Imad Kiyai.
That was Imad Kiyai. It was almost 4 a.m. in Cape Town when Imad told his story, and yet the judges gave him the highest score of the night, and he pulled out a win at that Grand Slam.
Imad is on the line. Imad? Hey, you are a winner! Congratulations!
What? That's amazing. That's amazing. Wow.
Consider how hard it is making a connection with an audience from 20 feet away, let alone almost 8,000 miles. As he mentioned, Imad is continuing his life's work of ridding weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East and bringing peace to the region from his current home in Cape Town, South Africa. He's also a professor and a storyteller. If you've got a story of your own, you can find a Moth Story Slam, our open mic storytelling competition, nearest you. You can throw your name in the hat and maybe even go on and tell your story that night. To find the Story Slam nearest you, just check our site and get details on all of our upcoming events at themoth.org. We hope to see you soon, and from all of us here at The Moth, we hope you have a story-worthy week.
Dan Kennedy is the author of Loser Goes First, Rock On, and American Spirit. He's also a regular host and storyteller with The Moth.
Podcast production by Julia Purcell and Paul Ruest. And a special thanks to Chloe Salmon and Jennifer Hickson for their help on this episode. The Moth Podcast is presented by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, helping make public radio more public at prx.org.